Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 4th, 1808, the back page of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette identified some of the enslaved individuals who were presently on the run. The first notice was placed by Mr. William White, and he had found a black man on the malt plantation, was then owned by Lord Harewood. The runaway was described as being 5'6", clothed in a striped shirt and brown pants. He also had his country marks on his face, an indication that he was African born. Mr. White stated that his proprietor could have him returned as long as they proved ownership. William Walmsley also placed a notice in the paper, this time for assistance in locating his own enslaved person. Missing was a black boy named Brass, who absconded a few days prior. He was 4'5", slim, and also had marks perpendicularly across his face. The notice asked that any person who found Brass should place him in the cage or return him directly to his owner for a reward. He further reminded the public that harboring enslaved persons was punishable by law, as such would be enforced if anyone was found guilty of doing so. Also noted as missing was a man by the name of Jack Robin. Charles Cadogan noted that Jack was a mason who stood at 5 feet 6 inches tall. He had square shoulders, spoke mildly, and had been spotted at a number of places. These locations were named as Searles, Windsor, and the Nursery, and it was presumed that he was being harboured in those areas. A reward of £5 would be paid to anyone who could apprehend him. Lastly, Sandiford Richards called for the public's assistance in locating a black man named Henry Tipp. It was believed that Henry was being harbored in the Spikestone area because he had a wife who lived there. His wife was a free colored woman who supposedly had the intention to smuggle Henry off the island and either go with him or follow him at a later date. As such, Richards advised that no one should employ Henry or aid in his escape by boat. The reward set for his return was $4. The slave colony of Barbados witnessed few large-scale and organized acts of resistance by enslaved individuals. The most prominent instance was the 1816 Buster Rebellion, which impacted plantations across a number of parishes. However, this did not mean that these individuals did not seek to escape the bondage of slavery. They often resorted to running away, taking advantage of the relationships they made with others to hide. Such was reflected when runaway notices were published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, June 4th, 1808.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.